broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for October 19th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Now, you know the debates tonight, right? You know that Donald and Hillary are going to go debate one more time. Hillary's kind of on a drug holiday. She's got to go ahead and hide in secret so she can get all ramped up for the debates and everything. Donald was asking for a drug test. You know, it's kind of like, hey, and the debates are kind of like sports these days. You know, you can't be doping. And Donald wants a DNA test. Of course, nobody's taking it seriously. Sadly to say, we ought to do a test because Hillary's claiming she's not on drugs and she's completely healthy. And if that's true, then bust out, get her done. Now, they also accused Donald Trump of being on cocaine because he sniffed during the debates and such. But you know what? Donald's saying, let's take a test. What do you think of that? Pretty bold move. Pretty direct way to say I'm not on drugs and I'm ready to prove it. Hillary, you ready to do the same? Of course, the mainstream press just goes, ha ha, Donald's an idiot. All right, there you have it. But the recap of yesterday's show, I want to just quickly mention a couple of tidbits because it relates to today's discussion and our guest coming up in seconds. Operatives working for the Democratic National Committee. Looks like they intentionally attend and send agitators to the Trump rallies in an attempt to cause violence, literally funded and supported by the Hillary Clinton campaign. Then they run around and say Donald has violence everywhere. They lie and they got caught already. The revelation literally comes from a hidden camera by James O'Keefe and emails backing it up by WikiLeaks. Wow, they're literally paying homeless people to cause disruptions. Activists who were bragging about starting Chicago riots literally on Hillary's payroll. Hillary is literally traveling with hand-picked media folks, and she put her staff at the State Department in harm's way to get photo ops for her campaign. Hillary has a plot to steal the Tea Party from Trump. The FBI released documentation saying that Hillary is so unpleasant, our FBI agents don't even want to protect her. Wow. In hour two, we had Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com, with us. We talked about Donald Trump thinks Saturday Night Live is even rigged and committing vote fraud by their parodies and should be shut down. Presidential race, war of leaks, sleaze and corruption, writes Joel Skousen. Turns out that Peter Thiel, you know, the gay activist in, Silicon Valley, puts $1.25 million in support of Trump. Trump suggests Clinton is using drugs for stamina, calls for a drug test before the debates. More confirmation of the FBI literally covering for Hillary. Saudi attack on Yemen funeral puts focus on U.S. military aid, accusing Russia of hacking the Democratic emails. U.S. backing down on military action against Syria. Anyway, we talked about Bundy case evidence tampering. Wow. A couple of false claims on the internet and then an update on how to manage pain. We also talked about Apple's next goal is to basically get rid of cash and create a cashless society. Joel Skousen says it will happen, but it won't happen anytime soon. They'll have to push a war on us first. They're working on it, folks. They're working on it. We also talked about Shepard Smith of Fox News comes out as gay. And Joe Biden, quote, groper and chief, accuses Donald Trump of sexual assault. Breitbart. Just imagine Grandpa whacked out Joe, touching every woman in public. I mean, everybody's uncomfortable. They've even put parody videos together watching Joe. It's like a reality TV show. Grandpa Joe touching everybody's wife and daughter. And I mean, it's crazy. There was a 73-page report out showing Al Gore made unwanted sexual advances. During an encounter with a massage therapist back in 2006. So you got predators everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. And then they run out and they're like, oh, Donald's bad guy. He said bad words. By the way, there's all these women coming out against Donald. Most of them we've already proven that they don't have any credibility. But real women are coming out against Bill Clinton. While that's going on, last hour we had on our guest Jerome Corsi. Black Lives Matter unless you're Danny Williams was the discussion point. Danny Williams, the illegitimate son of Bill Clinton and a prostitute. The son, now 30 years old, wants a DNA test. No definitive DNA test ever conducted yet. I guess Jerome Corsi's latest column out now. Would you vote for Cyrus the Great? WND.com. Making a point that, you know what? A lot of these men aren't perfect, but the Lord could still use them. Boy, do I agree with that. Will Obama's half-brother Malik Obama be in the crowd tonight for the debate? Cheering for Donald Trump? The answer is yes. We also talked about the Ecuadorian government cutting off Julian Assange's internet. They say it's because of election interference. Interference? Reporting the truth? All right. Well, anyway, the Ecuadorian government under the thumb of what? Mr. Kerry and Hillary herself? I sure wish we could get a quick WikiLeaks dump on this plan, huh? But if they could shut down the internet for Julian in Ecuador, and if they could shut down Michael Savage in the UK, what can they do to you and me, folks? Now George Soros, literally through Right Wing Watch, attacking Sam Bushman. Hillary Clinton attacking our guest coming up in seconds, Mr. James Edwards. Wow, it gets crazy. Activist Zuima Rodriguez took credit for violent Chicago protests. Well, it looks like Election Commission data shows she's on the Hillary Clinton payroll. Second O'Keefe video shows these Democratic operatives on Hillary's payroll literally boasting about 50 years of vote fraud, and they're in your face going to continue doing it, and there's nothing you can do about it. Operative who oversaw Trump rally agitators, the guy's name is Robert Creamer, he literally visited the White House 342 times, literally visited with Barack well over 40 times. We're talking about key members for the Commission on Presidential Debates in bed with Hillary. They've all funded Hillary's campaigns. And then they're like, yeah, you guys think there's vote fraud. You guys are conspiracy theorists. You're crazy. What? Wow. Kirk Crosby, welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Sorry for the slightly long introduction, but man, think about all that we're covering. It is just out of this world. James Edwards, politicalcesspool.org, well-known talk show host in his own right, author, Christian, family man. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Sam, thank you so much. As I told you yesterday or last night, I can't remember when it was because after this year, everything just blurs together. But I was reflecting earlier this week in that this is at least my last regularly scheduled appearance on Liberty Roundtable Live before the election. And I look back on this year, it really, for us, our participation or our infusion into the national narrative, how what we've done here on Widow's Might has impacted the presidential campaign, started back in February when I received the credentials to broadcast a live episode of my program from a Donald Trump rally. You anchored my show that night so I could report from the field, and you were sitting in the studio hosting my program that evening. Then, of course, came the Donald Trump interview, and everyone knows this, so we're not going to repeat all the media attention that this network, your show, my show, respectively, has gotten this year. But rather than tapering off after that initial burst onto the national scene back in the first week of March, it has actually ratcheted up along with everything else. And so now we're in the news essentially more than ever before, with both campaigns responding to questions about this radio network, Hillary Clinton attacking this network. And it's just been the most amazing ride and the most wonderfully turbulent year of my career, to say the least. And to know, though, what you were saying in the last half hour of the first hour is so important. Look at the impact this network has had on a presidential race, ladies and gentlemen. And it all comes back to numero uno. It all comes back to Sam Bushman. And if you're not supporting the work of Liberty News Radio Network, you're just not doing your job. I contribute to this radio network financially. I'm asking each and every one of you to do that, too. Look at what we've done. Look at what Sam's done on the widow's mite. If this network were...
The check's in the mail for James Edwards, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. We got a bunch of news for you, my fellow Americans. Liberty Roundtable live on your favorite hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use radio station.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking, because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong. And in school, from a very young age, I was taught that smoking was not acceptable.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think smoking, for everybody, no matter what you say, leads to other things, because it just opens the door wider and wider.
Other studies have found that if you don't smoke in high school, you probably never will.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it, because the way I was raised has helped. And having the faith in God while I was raised and knowing that there would always be somebody there for me has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, I appreciate the nice words. James Edwards, riding shotgun, thepoliticalcesspool.org, an award-winning broadcast every Saturday evening, syndicated by Liberty News Radio. You got to check it out. Archives are at thepoliticalcesspool.org, or to hear James live Saturday nights, get it done. He breaks it down like no other. Right now, we've talked about all the corruption, but it gets worse. George Soros literally attacking Sam Bushman through his entity, Right Wing Watch. It's People for the American Way. Right Wing Watch is a subsidiary of that organization. And George Soros is a well-known funder of the People for the American Way. Well, they're literally attacking Sam Bushman big time. They've been doing it for a long time, but it's just getting worse as they continue to lie. And so you say this will be the last time you're on before the election. I'm going to make sure you come on again just so Miranda Blue can have a good time. Miranda Blue over there at the Right Wing Watch. We're going to give Miranda the blues and have James on again. You know, she tries to make this idea that, oh, man, I'm friends with James Edwards. And my response is, absolutely I am. You should write about it every day, Miranda. Just get our websites correct. Name us by name. Say whatever lies you want to, as long as you get our websites correct. People will find out the truth and know what a sham you and your organization really are. And George Soros attacking me, that doesn't mean I'll back down one bit. It just means we'll ratchet it up. George, why don't you come on Liberty Roundtable Live and we could chat about it, my friend. All right? So that's how we respond to that, just so everybody understands. We're very clear, very direct. There should be no ambiguity whatsoever. Now, Soros-connected companies are worse than you can imagine. The latest headline from the Daily Caller, James, and I want you to respond to this. George Soros-connected company provides voting machines in 16 states. Did you see this?
I have not seen that yet, no.
Now, think about that for a minute. George Soros literally funding activists that literally agitate and cause violence around the country, literally manipulating voting now directly. So when you get them controlling the media, you get them literally backing away from stories and people and places and things because they're afraid of George and the liberal extreme media. Then vote fraud machines in place by George Soros. You kind of start to go, man, I don't know if Donald can win this thing.
Well, this is, wow. This is, I guess, the high watermark for the corruption and the rigged system against Donald Trump. And again, as I was saying in the previous segment, look at the ride that we've had this year, going to the Republican convention and everything else. But think about the political theater and the pageantry and the orchestration of the media and what you've seen now with these. I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm assuming they're paid actresses coming out all of a sudden. Here they all are after $5 million is on the line to come out and allege that Trump mishandled them. And then you have now the tapes coming out with the bird dogging where you have these paid agent provocateurs going in there to stir up animosity against Trump supporters in hopes that they will retaliate. And then, oh, all of a sudden the cameras would, I assume, start rolling.
And then blame it on the Donald. And that he's causing it.
Right. I mean, and then George Soros and, of course, Right Wing Watch and all that, that's par for the course. But you look at a man who's invested more money than you and I will ever know to derail and to corrupt a democratic process, and then you're going to have voting machines tied to this entity coming in and counting the votes. I mean, this is – and let me say something, Sam, about that. On one hand, I have hope. I don't have any hope, really, that the votes are counted. You're talking about a regime that will literally go to war, sometimes even world wars, in order to safeguard their evil interests. But we're going to count on them to count the votes right. I mean, they will literally sacrifice millions of lives in order to advance their agenda, but they'll be honest about counting the votes. I don't even begin to believe that. But they certainly had a vested interest in Brexit failing, and it passed through the will of the people. So that gives me – that's the only thing that I can counterbalance all of my gut instincts saying that the election would be rigged. But we do have Brexit. But if the polls were as much of a blowout as the media is pretending them to be, they wouldn't need to pull out all these stops on Trump because Hillary would have it on cruise control already. So all this stuff – we have seen more – shenanigans. There will never be another circus of an election like this. And it's not Trump's fault. It really is not. It's just, you know, he says a bad word, but that's worse than years of criminal corruption from the other side. I don't think so. The media has turned this thing upside down and is focusing on everything but the issues. We will never see. We will never see another election like this. But if Trump was losing as badly as they say, I don't think they would need to go to the extent that they are. Which are just so transparent now. It's absolutely grotesque. Everything Trump is saying on the campaign trail, this final stretch, has been 100% spot on. I think he's almost divinely inspired, Sam, the way he's nailing the establishment. You will never see another politician do that. Never. Not in our lifetime. Never.
Unless I decide to run for office, then it'll get even worse and more targeted and less off the cuff saying things you don't want to say.
If you run for president, Sam, that's a whole new ballgame. You'll make Trump look like a little kiddie. But you got Trump here. He's the billionaire who can circumvent the press because of his money. He can buy his way into something like this, and certainly he has. And then, of course, he had instant name recognition as a celebrity. Everybody knew who Donald Trump was before he announced. So you had those two things going on. And then he's saying the right thing. So those three issues, those three elements bring forth a perfect storm, the likes of which is, it's like they say, about a 100-year flood.
Last Friday night, Donald Trump literally took apart his teleprompter on stage and said, get rid of this piece of junk.
It's been amazing. I mean, God knows I want him to win. We just will not have another opportunity like this. And I firmly believe if Hillary stacks the Supreme Court with radical handpicked extremists for the next two or three generations, this probably will be the last time we have an election where we can reclaim the republic through the existing mechanisms. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, there will never be another candidate like Trump, at least not in the near term, when we still have the demographic capacity to elect a conservative. As you get more people in from the third world who tend to vote Democrat, you're just going to continue to be swamped at the ballot box. This is probably the last chance, America. And I say this to my fellow Christians and all of these people who feign outrage to Trump while watching the media and watching all of these sick, disgusting things that are manifested in American culture everywhere else. Do you really want Hillary? Because you're going to get one or the other. Folks, it's Trump or America's done.
Kirk Crosby, do you want to chime into this? George Soros literally attacking Sam Bushman by name, by website, by radio show, literally lying about me to manipulate the public. And then George Soros has his own voting machines. A Soros Connected Company provides voting machines in 16 states, Kurt.
Well, I was just looking at this, I brought up this movie in the past, Sam. It's called Man of the Year with Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And, it so fits this situation. Man of the Year basically is, a satirical talk show host. Robin Williams plays this, and he's, joking about running for president. He ends up running, and at the same time, there's a, basically a big voting machine company who have some problems with their machines, and he ends up getting elected, imagine us saying in these 16 states that Soros's company provides the voting machines, they are what they call battleground zones, like Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Virginia.
Wow.
Other ones that are affected are California, District of Columbia, Illinois, Louisiana, Missouri, New Jersey, Oregon, Washington, and Wisconsin. Oh, baby.
You guys are just a bunch of whacked out conspiracy theorists. Quit your whining. Wow, Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
John Podesta's hacked email correspondence offers evidence that President Obama obstructed the investigation into Hillary Clinton's illegal diversion of official correspondence to a non-secure private server, and that he did so for purely self-interested reasons, contends former federal prosecutor Andrew C. McCarthy. The president's use of a private, non-secure channel to discuss sensitive matters with high-level officials may not have been systematic, as Mrs. Clinton's was, writes McCarthy. Nevertheless, the fact that the president was emailing Clinton means he not only participated in her misconduct, but also that the Obama-Clinton emails would have been admissible evidence in any criminal trial of Clinton. For the parties to prove such culpable conduct on the president's part in a high-profile criminal trial would have been profoundly embarrassing to him, to say the least, McCarthy continues. Therefore, it was never going to happen. A March 4, 2015 email from Podesta to Cheryl Mills inquired, "Think we should hold emails to and from POTUS," that is, President of the United States? As McCarthy observes, that email was sent 3 weeks after Podesta resigned his White House counsel position to direct Hillary's campaign. Given that Obama was manifestly determined to conceal his emails with Clinton, what is the chance that he would ever have permitted a prosecution of Clinton, which would necessarily have exposed those emails, concludes McCarthy. I'd rate it as something less than non-existent. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
The enemies of liberty love to use the labels to describe people they want to marginalize. They've done it for decades. They're continuing to do it at a feverish pitch. The latest one is Sam Bushman is a white supremacist and a racist. So is James Edwards. We would say that's bogus. We reject that view. We would say that we're Christian family men who believe in the sacred cause of liberty. But again, they call us white extremist, racist, supremacist, whatever. They're doing the same thing to Donald Trump. But you know what? The mainstream press isn't reporting the truth because Hillary Clinton not only attacks us as being racists, they literally, Hillary Clinton named James Edwards on her website as a white supremacist racist. So Hillary attacks James. George Soros attacks Sam. Kurt Crosby's voting for Robin Williams. I mean, it's crazy, people. It's crazy. While this is all going on, yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, I want people to put that into proper context in that. I want you to think about, first of all, just think about how many online podcasts and internet shows there are. There's got to be thousands, okay? And, of course, this network and its programs broadcast on the internet as well. But our bread and butter and anchor, I guess you could say, is that we're AM, nationally syndicated radio program or network. Now, even with that, though.
And by the way, we're FM, too, because they're just starting simulcasts of our AM shows. Even in Nevada now, they just cranked up an FM simulcast. We want to give a big old shout out to the folks over there in Ely, Nevada. They cranked up a simulcast of Liberty Roundtable Live just last night, by the way.
Well, there you go. AM, FM. Online streams, broadcast archives, Roku, you can listen on your phone. Sam's got so many different ways folks can tune in. But my point is, think of how many online programs there are. Then think about how many AM talkers there are. Every city has their own conservative talker, their local talker, in addition to the Limbaughs and the Hannitys, the Savages, and everybody else. Every city, major market, has at least one, sometimes many, conservative local talk show hosts. Now, how many of all of these, you're talking about hundreds, terrestrial, and then thousands once you expand it to the internet, how many of them have been addressed by both of the campaigns? I can't think of very many, but you've got two on the program.
And how many of them have been attacked directly by George Soros and their kind response to George's to invite him on the broadcast at our expense? We're going to invite the billionaire on for free.
I guarantee you that's only you, Sam. But if people think, well, you're being a little sensational, maybe you're being you're exaggerating a little. No, there is a direct connection here. So here's how it works. So you have George Soros, who is either funding entirely or in part this left-wing attack organization, very dishonest, despicable group, Right-Wing Watch. And then there's others like Media Matters. And these little online left-wing echo chambers put something out there, and then the national media cites them as the definitive source on who's who and what's what. And I can count to numerous instances this year alone where one of these left-wing blogs prints something, and then it's vomited back up by the entire global media. We've had that happen several times, most recently with Eric Trump's interview, the incredible interview, where they mainly focus on what Trump would do to help disadvantaged minority communities. But the CNN and so many others vomited back up what Right-Wing Watch said. So, and that's, again, funded by Soros. So this gets back to the corruption of the media. Who designated a Soros-funded entity as the authority that the media, the establishment corrupt media, who's basically the same thing, would you cite as its definitive source? So this gets back to, again, if Hillary Clinton, it would seem as though the only thing that could possibly put a dent in these numbers, whether you believe them or not, is if she was caught in bed with a live boy or a dead woman. But then
no, hold on. There's dead people and live boys everywhere, sir.
Well, and then, of course, even Sean Hannity, listen to the craziness of this campaign. I've never really cared much for Sean Hannity until this year. He's been Trump's number one advocate in the press, I guess, that maybe right there along with us. But Sean Hannity was quoting the National Enquirer, which was quoting. And the National Enquirer, I know it's always a punchline, but they've actually broken some pretty big stories, going back to John Edwards and his affair and some of these other things. But the National Enquirer now reporting as Sean Hannity repeating the allegation that a Clinton insider set up these sexual trysts for Hillary with men and women alike. But the whole thing about all of these scandals that the Clinton has been involved with is that if the press doesn't report them, the establishment press, I'm talking about your CNNs, your ABCs, your NBCs, et cetera, if they don't report them, Sam, it's like the tree falling in the woods. It didn't happen. And they're not reporting them purposely, of course, because they're on that team, but they are reporting completely fabricated, manufactured smear pieces by left-wing blogs that are funded by radical socialists like George Soros, and they're presenting that as legitimate news. But these legitimate scandals that have witnesses and evidence and all this other stuff, they're purposely burying. But if somebody says, oh, well, this guy's a white supremacist, it's national news?
Yeah, like Black Lives Matter, except for if you're Danny Williams, the black, illegitimate son of Bill Clinton that wants a DNA test to prove the truth, that doesn't get any credence. Now, here's the interesting thing. There's a headline that I want you to respond to, James. And this talks about, so Hillary and everybody's calling us racist, but listen to this. They got a term now called, quote, food groups. Now, you and I, yeah, when we think food groups, all of a sudden go back to when we're kids and they show us the pyramid. You know, you got to have the vegetables and the fruits and the milks and the meats and the cereals and the grains, and the, whatever, right? Well, food groups to Hillary Clinton is really more of a racist reality. Because I guess the WikiLeaks emails are showing the Clinton campaign literally organized vice presidential hopefuls or candidate potentials by what they call food groups, which means race and gender. They literally said, hey, here's the list for the Latinos. Here's the list for the women. Here's the list for the white men. And so now they literally have classifications based on race and gender in lists. And then they're calling us a racist, James. We've never done anything of the sort. And this is just the whole double standard we're talking about. You and I stand up and say, hey, all people matter. You and I stand up and say, listen, everybody should be able to advocate for their own heritage. We are pro-white. Why? Because we're white. We want the American people to multiply and replenish the earth. Since we're white, we say, hey, white people should multiply and replenish the earth. So should others, by the way. They can advocate for their own causes. And we don't need to be hostile to one another. We can be kind and respectful and appreciative. But yet these guys can literally create a basket of deplorables. They can literally create food groups of broken down racial lists and call us racist. Of course, you're not going to hear a word about it from the George Soros media surrogates, are you?
imagine if the Trump campaign, if there had been an email that had come out where the Trump campaign had done that. Of course, Trump hasn't done anything that obtuse, and the narrative that he's this racist, besides that he wants to secure the border, so he's a white supremacist, and stuff, you know, all of this nonsense. But no, Trump hasn't done anything that even approaches what they would claim as racist as what came out in the Hillary Clinton emails. But again, very little coverage of it in comparison to the manufactured, fabricated, so-called Trump scandal. Every time something like this comes out from WikiLeaks, and who knows what's going on with Assange? I know you were talking about that in your first hour. That's just another element of this campaign that the likes of which we'll never see again. But every time something legitimate comes out, and all these WikiLeaks, Sam, think about the stuff, and I know you've covered it on this program, Hillary Clinton attacking Christians, attacking Catholics, attacking Southerners, attacking Southern women, attacking basically anybody that sees them in good. Their campaign and the creeps on it have attacked them. Attack. I don't see how any Christian, and supposedly she's leading with Catholics, but my brothers and sisters in Christ.
Literally dividing people up by religious tenets and more. Listen to this.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe.
There you go.
Well, he's 100% right. No one knows that better than us, the media, except for perhaps Donald Trump. But how could any Catholic vote for someone like Hillary Clinton, someone who's in favor of the murder of unborn children, someone who's advancing the tenets of homosexuality? I mean, these are basic Christian precepts, and she's attacking you, and she's supposedly leading with Catholics. But it all goes again, Sam. None of that stuff is making nearly as much news. Something like that comes out, and here comes the next actress all of a sudden to say Donald Trump turned into an octopus and molested her on an airplane, even though the armrest didn't move up like she said and all of this other stuff. But, hey, that's going to get...
Never mind the witness that says I was there. It didn't happen. She was trying to flirt with a Donald. Either.
And how much punch did that witness get compared to the one who made the allegation?
Well, they spent 23-plus minutes on the tape this last weekend against Donald with all the witnesses, supposedly, and all the details and all the women and everything else. And they spent less than 60 seconds on the WikiLeaks reality, one of which is this story, where literally they broke people for vice presidential candidate proposals into food groups based on race and gender. Literally racist lists coming out of the Hillary campaign, and they're not even talking about it. Not
no
even talking about it.
That except for Fox, which is also declared as a racist network sometimes. But no one's talking about that. Imagine if Trump had done that. It would shut down the world for at least 2 or 3 days.
Hey, we ought to talk about the Muslims here, because there's a group of Muslim women. Kurt's got the details in seconds. This is beyond the pale, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam Bushman, James Edwards, Kurt Crosby on your radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, James Edwards riding shotgun, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Check out his book, Racism, Smacism. Check out his award-winning radio show every Saturday evening live at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Or check it out on demand anytime you like at your fingertips. On the Roku player, look for the Liberty News Radio channel and on his website. Now, you guys are all talking about all this racist stuff. Hillary Clinton literally created food groups dividing people by race and gender. Wow. It's not even being mentioned. What the mainstream press says is nothing here, nothing here.
Move along.
Move along. Move along.
Moving right along. Did you see Miley's latest video, people? See, that's what they want you to do. It's bogus. Absolutely
right.
Beyond the pale bogus. But that's what's happening. And as long as we allow he who owns the media to make the rules, and you let these Shanghai people control everything, we're in serious trouble. Now there's a unique Muslim women's group, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam, and I didn't see a whole lot of coverage for this, but it's the first ever American Muslim Women PAC, and they have announced an endorsement for a presidential candidate. You know, you're going to be really surprised as who they've chosen, but it happens to be Hillary Clinton. And they say they're ready to hit the ground running. Yeah. The American Muslim Women Political Action Committee, the first ever, by the way, focused specifically on American Muslim women, announced their endorsement for Hillary Clinton. Now, they got a lot of goals and missions and et cetera.
Bottom line, just imagine Muslims for Hillary.
Yeah.
James.
I mean, that's good news.
Well, I mean, I can easily imagine it, Sam, because she's going to be the one that allows these potentially dangerous people to come in here completely unvetted, and it's just going to be a continuation of business as usual. There'll be more Orlandos, there will be more Dallases, there will be more of what we saw up in Washington State with these radical Muslim extremists knifing people in malls. And listen, all of that is going to continue and get more and more common if, God forbid, Hillary Clinton should be elected. And if she does not win, it will not be because they didn't throw the kitchen sink at Donald Trump. So you've got these voting machines. I really hope what you reported earlier in the program is known by the Trump campaign. It would appear as though Trump is quite smartly hedging his bet, talking about the rigged system, which is easily provable, setting up for perhaps a legal recourse should he lose, and there'd be some shenanigans in play there. But again, if what Hillary does, her corruption, her criminality is not reported to a wide swath of our ignorant electorate, it just didn't happen. And this whole, you want to talk about collusion and talk about the rigged system, this Billy Bush tape, which is they've been setting on for years and have known about for years. Billy Bush is the cousin of George Bush. George H.W. Bush is his uncle. And all of the Bush people are, of course, endorsing Hillary Clinton because, of course, they're friends. They both play for the same team. You're telling me that the Bush family and the Clinton family didn't know about this tape for God knows how long. And that's what I'm talking about. And then the media just ready to promote this as the biggest scandal in presidential politics because Trump said a bad word. It's beyond
imagination. By the way, Billy Bush, though, getting a golden parachute, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, and I'd never even heard of this Billy Bush guy before.
Buddy, you're just not in the mix, my friend.
I just didn't know much about him, but yeah, he's. I guess it's NBC is who's handing out the cash there, but yeah, he's basically getting a special settlement. They say, what was it?
How about likely that?
To get $10 million lump settlement from NBC. That's what you get when you do this kind of quality journalism.
Kurt, thank you so much for reporting that because I didn't know that, and I, like so many people, get my news from the Liberty Roundtable. But think about that, Sam. So
$10 million, folks.
$10 million to play his part in this orchestration. So $10 million. And like Kurt, I hadn't heard of Billy Bush either, so it wasn't as like his career. I mean, I guess he obviously had somewhat of a career. He was on Access Hollywood. He was in the media to some extent, but I guarantee you he wasn't banking $10 million a year. So he gets $10 million to play his role and pretend that this tape came out and he's horrified and he apologizes and he wishes he hadn't been on. But no, he's getting $10 million to play his role in helping take down the Donald. I could live off $10 million for the rest of my life easy. You invest
I guess the CNN Money piece basically says that, I guess he was normally supposed to only be bringing in a $3 million a year from NBC,
his
contract.
Nothing like a severance package, you know.
But, since they were going to let him go because of this evil stuff that he did, they had to, for this termination, going to let him go with about $10 million. One entity, what's it called? The Washington Post says maybe it'll only be $9 million. But anyway, the poor old guy heading down the road, huh?
Yeah, poor
Billy Bush.
Wow. All right, now it gets worse though, because you and I are complaining about the out of control immigration coming into America. And the problem is that none of these people are assimilating. None of these people are trying to become an American citizen. They're just trying to have their own, quote, in America with all of our benefits and rights and protections and best country on the face of the earth situation. But yet they want to remain hateful of what we do at the same time and create their own cultural enclave. That's kind of one of the biggest problems we have with all this. Well, it turns out that a record 64.7 million non-English speakers in the United States. So yeah. When they tell you that Donald's just being evil and mean and everything else, look, how do we have a culture with these people if we can't even communicate with them, Kurt?
That's right. It's a report by the Center for Immigration Studies. They break down the new census data, and they show this record number of new immigrants in the country, by the way, whose primary language is not English. And they say the fastest growing group of them speak Arabic. So welcome to the new world.
Yeah, I don't even want to say the word that they're likely to use either when they decide to create mayhem. I won't even use that word because, it's like yelling fire, right? I won't do it. Now, Dr. James Dobson normally is a mild-mannered gentleman, Kurt, but he's literally talking about civil disobedience, huh?
Yeah, if you called me or said, hey, pick the softest, nicest kind of gentlemanly type guys that you've ever known or heard of, Dr. Dobson would be probably right up in there. And yet, now, according to WorldNet Daily, he's basically calling for civil disobedience. He says by operators of what he calls pro-life crisis pregnancy centers in response to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision upholding a California law that calls for them to promote abortion to women they serve. He says if California attempts to enforce this law, then do not comply. Make them put you in jail. That's a pretty bold words from Dr. Dobson, huh, Sam?
Well, you know, if the government tells you not to pray, do you pull a Daniel and pray anyway? And that's what we're down to, yes. Folks, when they literally want you to engage in murder. And then run around and go, oh, yeah, we believe in a woman's right to choose. I mean, it's crazy. It's beyond imagination. Anyway, Dr. James Dobson, in my opinion, right as rain. We need to be careful what we do. Civil disobedience many times is overrated. It gets people in trouble. But the question is, where's the line in the sand? And that's an interesting tidbit. Last headline before the end of the hour. I want James Edwards to quickly respond. Headline says this. Trump loses ground with white male voters. My response is, I warned this in my open letter, James.
Well, if he's done anything to lose ground with white male voters, it has been a little bit of his waffling on. You know, really, the only thing he's ever waffled on is, can you believe it?
He needs to put Sam Bushman on the campaign trail with him and take on this race issue for real is what he needs to do. I could be at the debate tonight, Donald, if you give me the word quickly.
You'd be sitting there with Barack Obama's Kenyan brother, and I think that would be great. And again, that's just another element of this beautiful pageant that we've had. But of course, more than entertainment, this is the most serious election, folks. It really is this time. This is the most serious election we'll ever be able to have a participation in because there's actually a choice here. I don't think Trump's going to lose white men. Obviously, they're going to.
Yeah, I would say that me and Malik and the Donald could start a discussion on race, huh?
Well, and y'all would have a good one, I can guarantee you. But listen, this goes out to Utahans. Utahans are especially important in this one because unless you want Hillary Clinton and all of the evil that comes with her and business as usual and criminally corrupt politics and the system to continue as is, Trump is going to have to win every state he currently leads in and then the battleground state. He has to sweep them all, and Utah is important. I can sympathize with people having problems with Trump's morals. I really can. But, folks, it's not even a drop in the bucket compared to Hillary Clinton.
Amen to that. We're almost out of time. Hey, Michael Moore's speaking out about the killing of Vince Foster. Kurt, do you want to give this quote? I've got this article to save to tomorrow. We've got to drill into it in more detail, but do you want to just let the quote go real quick?
Well, he basically says, I hope she did kill Vince Foster.
And then he says, that's bad A.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You know, so Hillary now
is. And by the way, James, I'll be voting for Trump. Just so you know.
Well, listen, McMullen's not going to win Utah. We got to vote for Trump. We got to do it. This isn't a lesser of two evil thing. It's Trump or death. It's Trump or the end of America.
Hey, Hillary Clinton's like the latest Chuck Norris. I mean, if she killed Vince Foster, that's like bad A, you know? See, it's like Chuck Norris Hillary. Hillary Norris going on.
She doesn't have a video of her killing it before it would kill her campaign.
I doubt it.
Because the media would have to report it.
I doubt it. I think they'd just ignore it. This nation shall endure.